Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is June 26, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Sasu selects script to automate bank data feeds. Australia-based accounting software provider Sasu has leveraged Script's solution to automate bank data feeds into their platform via the Consumer Data Right, CDR. CBA supports IBAS user banks with successful cutover to ISO 20022. Norway-based commercial banking applications, CBA, has confirmed that all user banks have implemented its IBAS GBF solution, guaranteeing compliance with SWIFT ISO 20022. Zalo Pay partners with Shopify. Vietnam-based e-wallet Zalo Pay, part of the VNG Corporation digital ecosystem, has announced a partnership with Canada-based commerce platform Shopify. Cross River Bank, Fintanium partner to expand business payment options. Embedded financial solutions provider Cross River Bank and B2B fintech Fintanium have partnered to expand payment solutions for businesses. Apple resumes dialogue for Apple Pay launch in India. Apple has engaged in talks with Indian authorities and NPCI to launch its payment service Apple Pay in the South Asian market. Flutterwave and Microsoft to drive digital payments in Africa and beyond. Nigeria-based fintech Flutterwave has started working with Microsoft to build its payments infrastructure platform on Microsoft Azure. FeedsAI partners with Novabanco. RiskOps platform for financial risk management FeedsAI has partnered with Portugal-based bank Novabanco to better customer experience and protection against financial crime. JP Morgan uses JPM Coin for euro-denominated payments. JP Morgan has introduced euro-denominated payments for corporate clients using its JPM Coin to bring blockchain closer to traditional banking. Crypto.com receives VASP registration from the Bank of Spain. Singapore-based cryptocurrency exchange Crypto.com has become registered as a virtual asset service provider in Spain. Welsh fintech secures $13 million in funding. A mobile card payment startup based in Wales has announced a $13 million investment led by Ventwire Capital firm Crossfin Holdings. Google Cloud launches AI-powered AML tech. Google Cloud has developed an AI-powered product designed to help global financial institutions more effectively and efficiently detect money laundering. Danske Bank partners Infosys to support its digital transformation. Denmark-based Danske Bank has partnered with India-based Infosys to improve and scale the former's digital transformation process. Experian launches 4D credit for lenders to better support SMEs. Information services company Experian has rolled out 4D credit, a suite of services aimed at helping lenders to better manage their commercial lending portfolio and support SMEs. Alipay expands coverage to 7-Eleven stores in Malaysia. Global payment facilitator Alipay Plus has expanded its coverage and is now accepted as a payment option for 7-Eleven stores in Malaysia. MasterCard launches MasterCard Strive Malaysia. MasterCard has launched MasterCard Strive Malaysia to support the region's growth and digitalization goals in partnership with the Asia Foundation. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.